From Marketplace in Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Wildfires are still raging across Northern California and might even strengthen today with more powerful, dry winds predicted. More than 20 people have died so far, and at least 60,000 people have evacuated. The fires have destroyed more than 3,500 homes and buildings. As residents begin to assess the damage in burned areas, most will be looking to homeowners insurance to rebuild, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
In the aftermath of this year's massive hurricanes, many homeowners will face having to rebuild without help from their homeowners insurance. Flood damage is typically excluded. That won't happen with the California wildfires, says finance professor Eddie Baranoff at Virginia Commonwealth.
Fires cannot be excluded. So most of the homes probably are fully insured because we're talking about very affluent area.
After past natural disasters, some homeowners didn't have high enough coverage levels to fully reimburse for rebuilding. The most comprehensive policies include guaranteed replacement of the dwelling and inflation protection to keep up with construction costs. Tatiana Derugina at the University of Illinois says as wildfires have taken a larger financial toll in recent years,
individuals living near fire hazard areas do have this problem of finding insurance.
And there isn't a federal program to help cover homeowners in areas at high risk for wildfires. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.